When the state was thrust into flooding this summer, affected residents, the media and lead emergency agencies took to social media to get life-saving information to the community quickly. So how effective was it in reaching the audience? Researchers from the ARC Centre of Excellence for Creative Industries and Innovation began researching the role that social media plays in crisis at the start of 2010. But Queensland's latest spate of natural disasters has given them a wealth of data to crunch about how the tools have been used. Associate Professor Axel Brunn says they've learned a lot about how information is shared in online communities.
Well, it tells us in the first place how information travelled in that event, and that gives us an idea of who the most important accounts were in terms of providing information, of sharing information during the floods. It gives us an idea of what people were paying attention to and how they perhaps in the process also learned about how best to use Twitter and Facebook and other social media to both receive and disseminate important information about what was going on.
How would you describe how active the Brisbane community became?
Overall, they were quite active. We had something like 14,000 to 16,000 tweets per hour during the event on the QLD floods hashtag, which was used to coordinate the conversation around the flood event itself. Of course, that peaked particularly at the time that Brisbane itself was inundated. Demographically, Brisbane is, of course, much larger than the surrounding area, so you have a larger number of Twitter users who are also active. We didn't see as much activity earlier on when other areas in Queensland were affected, so it also obviously depends on there being a significant Twitter community on the ground already.
So how and when did those using social media start communicating via Twitter about the unfolding situation?
There are kind of a few phases to the event. In the first day or so, it's largely about simply passing on information. So in the first place, people were passing on the raw footage, the images, the videos from Toowoomba and the Lockyer Valley when the flash flooding happened there. And, of course, the news reports about that as they were coming out as well. And then, of course, the focus shifted to Brisbane. But the focus also shifted to both preparing for and then responding to the floods as they were happening. It was no longer simply a news event that people were passing on, but they were providing practical information on how to make sure your house is flood-proof or after the floods had happened, how to clean up, how to perhaps rescue your most valuable belongings, how to work out whether there were emergency shelters or supplies or whatever else was needed in the aftermath of the flood as well.
The research that you've done is into which websites were linked to which tweets, which agencies were tweeting. What can the information that you've gathered now really teach us about how we approach the use of social media in another crisis?
Well, in the first place, we found that there were a number of key accounts. The Queensland Police account on Twitter was the most active, the most visible account. A number of major news organisations as well, the mainstream ABC News feed, the 612 Brisbane feed, the Courier Mail feed. So local news organisations that were reporting from on the ground were very central. These will also be the organisations that people will look to, I think, with any further future events, whether that's another flood or anything else. They are now quite well established as central accounts that provide authoritative information about what's going on. So for emergency authorities, for example, it's very important to work with these media organizations. For Twitter users, of course, it's important to follow what they're doing as well. And I know they keep doing that even now after the floods have passed. So we now know who the central people are.
Professor Brunn says a rich training in digital citizenship is important for organizations who will use Twitter and Facebook for disaster management in the future.
For those key accounts particularly, for the people behind those key accounts, I think it is very important that they build up, that they learn what they've done, learn from what they've done in the event itself in the first place. They understand what worked and what didn't, I guess, in the first place during these floods. Learn from that and develop further guidelines and policy for how to best use social media into the future.